that you built. Well, sorry to hear that. I understand the funeral will be sometime tomorrow, but other than that, I have no information. I'm glad to welcome my good friend who had the accident with his leg and about probably 2 months ago, and he's back with us this morning. We're glad to have him back and glad to see that he's getting along all right. Of course, he's far from well, but it will take some time to get a new limb, a new leg to travel. You know who he's referring to, Glenn Norman. Now let us look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, thou who art the only true and living God, sovereign in all thy ways, gracious and merciful unto thy people, whom thou hast loved with an everlasting vow, even choosing them before the world began in thy Son, and giving thy Son to come here in fullness of time as a sacrifice to redeem all of thy people from their sins and their iniquities. If we're not deceived, Father, thou hast revealed in our hearts some of these wonderful and glorious things and given us hope for eternal life. We realize that we're not worthy of thy notice, and yet, O Lord, we have felt so many times and feel that way now, as thy servants did when many left him, did not believe his doctrine, Jesus' doctrine. And they left him, went away, left him, and went away from him. But the real disciples remained with him, and Jesus said, "Wilt thou go away also?" And they replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." And, O Lord, we feel to realize how true it is that thou hast the words of eternal life. We have none other to look unto, but thou art a gracious and a merciful Father, giving to thy people such things as thou art pleased that they should have, granting them grace and promise to be with them, and never to leave them, not to forsake them, but to be with them even unto death. We come this morning, Lord, desiring to worship thee, but we have learned that thou art worshipped only in spirit and in truth, and that thou dost seek such to worship thee as do worship thee in spirit and in truth. We realize, therefore, that except that thou art pleased to send forth thy spirit into our hearts, take us away from the vain and perishing foolish things of this life, and giving us to thy spirit and enabling us through thy spirit to worship thee, that our attempts to worship shall be in vain. But thou who doest all things righteously,